The week's cases for the week ending November 7th, 2025, by Alman Astor, LA County Public Defender's Office. Court of Appeal adds a new requirement for mental health diversion. A Court of Appeal recently said that the judge can't deny mental health diversion, MHD, based on some freestanding concerns about the risk of dangerousness. Gomez, 113 Calab 5th, 671. Gomez said that the MHD statute specifically defines dangerousness as the likelihood that the defendant will commit a superstrike. Judges are thus barred from using their residual discretion as a backdoor to sneak in a freestanding finding of dangerousness by again considering the facts and circumstances of the robbery, including the injuries sustained by the victim. Quote, the facts and circumstances of the robbery were, however, considered under the unreasonable risk of dangerousness criteria of the statute. Trial court cannot invoke its residual discretion to create a lower standard for finding that the facts and circumstances of the robbery indicate diversion would not protect public safety, close quote. This Court of Appeal, showing the integrity we've come to expect from the appellate courts, handles the Gomez problem by, you guessed it, never mentioning Gomez. The Court of Appeal repeatedly says that they have concerns about whether the defendant will abide by the MHD plan, but that's a far cry from being likely to commit a superstrike. The Court of Appeal also adds a requirement for granting MHD, saying that the dangerousness provision, quote, implicitly obligates the court to determine whether the defendant will likely follow through on this agreement, close quote, referring to the defendant's agreement to abide by the MHD plan. Of course, they cite nothing for this. Judges don't get to add requirements to diversion statutes. Finally, the Court of Appeal orders the trial judge to deny MHD. Nope, they can't do that either. They have to remand it for a new hearing based on their opinion. Fortunately, the estimable Mike Schensel, LA APD appellate, is counsel on this travesty and will pursue it. Bad, dumb case, outrage of the week. Field versus Superior Court, Taylor, B346062, filed 9-30-25, published 10-30-25, CA 2nd Division 1. Racism and gang enhancements is not perfectly fine. This was previously an outrage of the week in July. The claim here is that there was racism in the charging and sentencing of the defendant for gang enhancements, citing statistical evidence of disproportionate gang allegations against Hispanics in the county. Incredibly, the Court of Appeal rejected the defense's Racial Justice Act, RJA, claim because the defense failed to establish racism in sentencing enhancements, saying that, quote, the charging and sentencing of gang enhancements do not fall within the scope of the, quote, close quote, RJA. Only substantive crimes and longer sentences qualify. Cal Supremes depublished the Court of Appeal opinion, grant review, and transfer the case back to the Court of Appeal, quote, after affording the parties the opportunity to brief the issue of whether a gang enhancement constitutes an offense within the meaning of penal, close quote, Penal Code Section 745, the RJA statute. In Re Huerta, formerly at 113 Calab 5th, 162, Supreme Court order at S292760, 2025 Westlaw 3032304, 2025 Cal Lexis 7138. A jury instruction on a lesser offense is required where there is substantial evidence. The defendant appeals his conviction for rape of an intoxicated person. He argues that the trial judge had a sua sponte duty to instruct on the lesser offense of battery. The Court of Appeal finds that battery is an inherently lesser included offense within rape. Quote, the trial court must instruct on a lesser included offense only if there is substantial evidence to support a jury's determination that the defendant was in fact only guilty of the lesser offense, close quote. Miranda, 62 Calab 5th, 162 at 167. To convict a defendant of rape of an intoxicated person, the jury has to find that the intoxication prevented the victim from giving legal consent and that the defendant knew that or reasonably should have known it. The defendant testified that he didn't know that the victim was too drunk to consent. The Court of Appeal finds substantial evidence of the lesser and reverses. Field versus Mirabel, H050860, 102825, CA 6th. Defense counsel was ineffective for making only a cursory argument. The defendant was sentenced as a third striker to 32 years to life. SB 483 now requires the judge to vacate enhancements for prior prison commitments under Penal Code Section 667.5b, if the defendant is currently serving time on a judgment that included punishment for the 1 year priors. Penal Code Section 1172.75C, formerly numbered Penal Code Section 1171.1. The judge recalled this sentence and struck 4 1 year priors. The judge is then required to conduct a full resentencing, meaning that the judge must, quote, apply any other changes in law that reduce sentences or provide for judicial diversion, close quote. Penal Code Section 1172.75D2. The judge here asked defense counsel to submit a written sentencing brief, but counsel never did so. Instead, counsel made a brief oral argument quoted in full in the opinion since it consists of only one paragraph. Counsel briefly mentioned the defendant's good conduct in prison and that the defendant was intellectually disabled. The Court of Appeal reversed, finding ineffective assistance of counsel, IAC, by the defense attorney, stressing that the lawyer had a year and a half on the case, filed nothing in writing, and never asked for a specific sentence reduction. There's a lengthy dissent arguing that there's just no showing of prejudice. Quote, as it stands, there's nothing in the record on appeal indicating that the defense counsel actually knew or should have known of any additional relevant evidence, information and accompanying arguments that could have swayed the trial court to grant relief, close quote. The dissent also argues that had the judge dismissed a strike prior, it would have been an abuse of discretion. Beal versus Guevara, A170-5330, 1031-25, CA 1st, Division 3.